Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the Word of the Lord in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8. Now, last year I preached from this exact verse of Scripture, but the Lord gave it to me again to approach it in a different way, because God always has His way when we pray and believe the Lord for that which He wants us to do. And so this, I think, came from the Lord this morning for me to give to you. So I want you to receive it with gladness today, because the Lord's Word gives us joy and peace and happiness and all the things. And listen what the writer in Nehemiah said. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is presented or prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither ye be sorrow, for the joy of the Lord, the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, you got to have joy to have strength this morning. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, there are many scriptures in both the Old Testament and the New Testament that deal or refer to the joy or joyfulness of the Lord. These expressions of joy are used as a total opposite of sorrow. The devil brings the sorrow, God brings the joy. And so these two are in total opposition to one another, because we oftentimes suffer in the sorrow that Satan brings, but we need to understand the joy of the Lord is our strength. Satan brings no strength in his sorrow. He brings hurt and pain and everything he can get to you in the sorrow. But God said if you have the joy that the Lord wants you to have, you'll be strong and overcome everything that the devil brings against you. And the joy of the Lord that He gives stands in total contrast to the sorrow that Satan brings into our lives. And Satan brings that hurt and that pain and that sorrow, the Bible says, in the night. But he also says joy comes in the morning. Joy overrides the sorrow of the night. And I know Satan is the king of darkness. And that darkness he's speaking about here can be a spiritual darkness. But Satan brings that sorrow to your spirit, to your body, to your mind. And he works in any way that he can to make you sorrow and make you hurt, because he wants you to leave God out of the picture and think that he can do for you what God can do for you. But he can't, because the joy of the Lord overrides the sorrow that Satan brings in our lives. So with the joy of the Lord, there's strength. The Bible tells us that. The joy of the Lord will restore your strength. The Bible says, when you are in the valley, that's when I restore your strength. What? You have to have joy while you're in the valley, in other words, for God to bring joy into your life as you walk through the trials and the tribulations of this life. And we know they come. That's a part of life that we live. But the restoration of your strength is found in the joy of the Lord. And you may be this morning climbing up what the song says, the rough side of the mountain. Yeah, you may be going through some things even now while you're in service with us. You may be going through some things, some mental things that are affecting your spiritual life that the devil would like to bring you down. Amen. Because it's tough climbing up the mountain on the rough side. But if you get to the top of the mountain, look out. The joy of your Lord is in you when you reach the summit, when you reach the top of the mountain, and you will get there. The battle will be won because He's promised it to us. If we walk in His strength, we're going to climb that mountain. Sometimes we can pray, and God's will be that He removes the mountain from in front of you. We've had mountains to climb, mountains that looked like they were just going to destroy our lives, and I'm sure you've been there also. But when we prayed in faith and found the joy that is our strength within, God performed miracles. He performed a miracle with my wife. Oh, we had a big mountain to climb because the doctor said she had breast cancer. Oh, listen, that's bad news. And we began to pray and believe God, and she went through the test and she did all of this. And she was supposed to have, went to the doctor that morning to set up the surgery and do all of that. And we were battling with Satan. We were fighting the battle. We were praying and believing God. But the mountain was still there, and we were still climbing. And it wasn't long, I think, the day after she went to the doctor, she got a call from the nurse. Mm-hmm. And said, "Miss Spell, the doctor said he doesn't want to see you anymore." Huh? Oh, we reached the summit of the mountain in that battle. In fact, he told her to go out and buy her husband a steak. I don't remember if she obeyed the Lord or not. Oh, but you got to keep climbing the rough side of the mountain. You can't quit. Because the joy of the Lord is in you and gives you strength to overcome these things. I can tell you about the battle because I've been fighting the devil for over 26 or 7 years because I was supposed to be dead back then. I can tell you about the battle in the mountain. Loretta's climbing one right now up the rough side of the mountain. But I'm telling you, by faith and with the joy of the Lord as your strength, she's going to climb that mountain and reach the peak of it in her life. The joy of the Lord. Oh, you can't get around it if you're serving the Lord and have that joy in your spirit. You will walk. One day as you reach the summit of that mountain, there's another song that I think Brother Jesse Nixon's, I believe is his name. You know what it is? He said, "I'm walking up the King's Highway." Oh, none can go there except the pure of heart. Walking up the King's Highway. Let me tell you, when you get to the top of the mountain, there's a highway waiting for you, a smooth and straight, and you can walk up that mountain and you can walk the King's Highway because of the Word of God and the Spirit that He gives. Now listen, there's a reason for these men, Nehemiah and the men around him, that wrote these words about the joy of the Lord. The Holy Spirit guided their hands. As we know, all Scripture is given to us by the Holy Spirit. The people were rejoicing with great joy. If you back up a little bit and read the chapter that we're in Nehemiah, you'll find the people had fallen into sin. They had disobeyed God. And they realized that one day when God began to bring judgment to them, and they began to cry out to God, and they began to repent for their sins. They were people that were rejoicing with great joy in their heart because they had repented and God had given them the joy to make them strong again.
Amen.
Yeah. You may have to get back with the Lord and get some of that joy in you and get your strength back today, because this world is going to hell in a handbasket and everything in it is oppressing the Christian believer. The church, the true church, is in a battle with Satan. The Word of God is in a battle, in a fight. And we are to carry the standard. We are the standard bearer for the Lord Jesus Christ. They called on God and God answered them by His Word. Here's how important His Word is to you and to me. Ezra the priest stood on a pulpit. Now, it wasn't like this. And the word pulpit in the Bible means a platform. So they built a platform for Ezra to stand on so he could be above the people and they could hear him. So he stood on a pulpit where he could see over the people and they could hear the word of God. And he read from the word of God for 6 hours. Let me see if that's right. Yes. Yes, it is right. The Bible says it. He read the Word of God to the people for 6 hours. For 6 hours they had church.
Amen.
Come on. Well, there goes my sermon. I know what you're thinking. Surely he's not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to tell you why. Let somebody get the back door so. I'm going to tell you why. Because we can't give God that much of our time.
Preach.
I'm going to fight you now. Get away, devil. We can't make it through a 30-minute message without drinking a gallon of water so we can go to the bathroom 3 times. I got the anointing now. Now, before you get too mad at me, I want you to know that some folks do have to go to the bathroom. We understand that. Some folks have health reasons. Some people make their reasons. That's why we have 3 bathrooms. Lord, how did I ever get from Ezra to the bathroom? Has to be the anointing. But you know who you are that are playing church. You don't hear the word because you might get convicted by the Holy Spirit. Ooh, glory to God. Because you see, that conviction, that's going to work on your heart. So you close your ears to the word so the Holy Spirit can't convict you. Because you might get a little tingle of joy. And if you allow that to happen, you know you will have to have some more. And some more. Until the joy of the Lord floods your soul and the Holy Spirit takes possession, and then you become one of us peculiar people. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. That's all I got to say about that. But they listened to Ezra read the word of God for all that time. You see, what we're missing today is the word of God. There's so many different people with so many different ideas and so many new Bibles. People make up their own Word of God. Yeah, and then they put it in a book and they call it a Bible. And it's a lie from the pits of hell. There's only one true Bible. And that's the one that God says is anointed by the Holy Spirit. And written with the Spirit giving the words and doing the work in the hearts of the people who penned it. Only one way. One word. That's what he said. Then you become a peculiar person when that happens. But there's a famine of the Word of God in the land today. I saw a little article. Some of you might have seen it on television. And it was one of those interviews that they do to people. And this gentleman was being interviewed because he was part of a movement or an organization that went around the world and wrote articles about the oppression of Christians, how they were oppressed, and showed some spots of films in there where he took some pictures of what happened in different places, even in China. I don't know how he got there, but he had the pictures. The oppression. If they find out that you and your family are Christians, they burn your house down. That's just to start with. And if you still claim that you're a Christian, then they kill you. Just get rid of you. Nobody ever sees you again. They tell the neighbors you just moved. Well, you did. The oppression that comes onto Christians today is because they're living the Word of God. And they have the living Word within them. And if you think you need the joy of the Lord for your strength today, think of yourself in one of those conditions. What would you do? What would you give? What sacrifice would you make? I bet if you found yourself in that position, you'd be glad to stand for 6 hours and hear Ezra read the word.
Amen.
The oppression that's coming against the church is getting greater and greater as we progress. And when the truth got into their heart that day, something inside that began to manifest itself on the outside and give them the strength. The joy in the Lord became their strength. They had Jesus on the inside working on the outside. I like that. First time I heard it, I said, God, that's good. Because a lot of people think that Jesus can work on the outside first. Lord, here I go again. So they tell you what kind of clothes to wear because Jesus is working on the outside. Tell you how to wear your hair. Tell you don't wear that makeup. And them people's crazy. Lord, I thank God for makeup. They invented something now that they can grow hair on your head. I don't believe it. Somebody said you ought to try it. I said it's too late. No, you can't grow something unless you have a little fertilizer and other things to go with it. Jesus works on the inside. And then your outside changes. You get that little glow about you. You get that joy in your heart. You meet people with a smile. They curse you and you still smile and thank God. Now I've overcome another battle. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the joy of the Lord. With the joy of the Lord on the inside, Satan loses control of the outside. Even your mouth. Even your tongue.
Come on.
Boy. I got to quit on that now. I got to get back to the joy, because if I get on the tongue, I'd have to go to the book of James and tell you some things you wouldn't want to hear. One preacher said he was praying for people who had long tongues, and they had a lady in the church that always had a long tongue and was talking about people and gossiping about people, and he said, I'm going to pray for her, laying her tongue on the altar, and pray for it foot by foot. Well, praise the Lord anyhow. But you remember now, it's the joy of the Lord, not your joy, not my joy. And the Bible said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We try to make our own joy. It's the joy of the Lord. It's the peace of God that gives to us joy and peace. All His, not ours. We have no joy without the Lord. He gives us His joy, and when we receive His joy, we also receive His strength. Amen. Not our strength. Sometimes we're not even strong enough to want to get up in the morning and go to church. Just too tired. Put that old ox in the ditch Saturday so I can take him out Sunday. And I don't have to go to church. It's a rough start on a new year, ain't it? But you can't make it without. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He gives us joy. When we receive joy, we receive His strength. But you got to want it. You've got to seek it. And you've got to understand when it comes to you that once you get it, you got it forever. Yeah, it doesn't go away, but you got to keep it exposed. The people can't see your joy when you're walking around with a frown on your face all day. I went to a business place the other day, and that lady, the minute I walked in there, I said, oh, my Lord. Because there was a lady in there with a frown on her face. I guarantee you, if she smiled, she'd have cracked. I said, I'm in trouble already, and I ain't said nothing yet. But you could tell by her expression, she had no joy. Oh, it was strictly business. What can I do for you? Yes, ma'am. No, the joy of the Lord, people have to see it as you reflect it in your body, your face, your mind, what you do and how you do it. Right. Showing off the joy of the Lord. The joy fills our heart. And when joy fills our heart, we become obedient to the Word. Always go back to the Word. Obedient to the Word of God. Obedience. With the joy of the Lord in your heart, you will become obedient to Him willfully. He can't force you to be obedient, but when you get to the right place with God, with joy in your heart and strength in your heart, your spirit is strong, and then you say, I'm going to obey God regardless of what anything does or comes to pass in my life. God demands obedience. Amen. Oh, when that congregation that Ezra had repented of their sins, heard the word of God for 6 hours and placed their mind and their heart in the word of God, then the word of God tells them, you can go your way. You can eat the fat, and you can drink the sweet, and you can give portions unto those who have nothing. The joy of the Lord immediately began to work in their lives, and the word of God told them what to do. Go your way. Show off the joy that's in your heart. You don't have to be a proud, arrogant person. No, you just need to smile and show the joy of the Lord that's inside of you. And if, when you go to the doctor, they're going to wonder what's wrong with you. You've got something else beside that sickness that shows on the outside. You've got something inside that they can see. Oh, yeah, the joy of the Lord. I get to see my cardiologist every 6 months now. And every 6 months, he marvels. And to get away from talking too much about God, he asked about Shelley and Loretta. Because they used to work for him. In fact, Shelley was working there when she alerted him about my heart problem. And we went there and immediately he said, you got to go to surgery. He wouldn't even let me walk on that platform. No. I got on that thing and they turned it on and he looked at it for a second. He said, stop. Get him off of that thing before he has a heart attack right here. Joy of the Lord was there, though. Huh? Shelley was with me just before they let that nurse in, you know. And she was standing there beside me when they put me to sleep. But before they put me to sleep, I prayed. She did, too. Loretta did, too. Everybody was praying. The power of prayer. I said, Lord, if the devil's trying to do this, if the devil wants to kill me this way, I will not accept it.
That's right.
But if this is your will, then I'm ready to walk the streets of gold. And the devil got defeated, and he's been defeated for 26 or 7 years now. Oh, the joy of the Lord. Amen. No matter what condition you may be in, you can have joy in your spirit and the world can see it. Huh? Because what working on the inside, it's got to show up on the outside. Joy of the Lord, joy of the Lord. Oh, listen, with the joy of the Lord and your obedience, who can stand against you? Yeah, that question is asked. I think in the book of Hebrews, the joy of the Lord. If you have joy, you have strength, then who can stand against you? Nothing. Nobody. The scripture goes on to name all these things that come against you, but it says they can't stand against you. Yeah. They can't stand against you because God has given you something greater, than that which is coming against you. Because you do not stand alone. Never alone. Every once in a while, they sing that old song. I love it. You're never alone. So many Christians come up short today because they do not understand their position in Christ. Never alone. Oh, he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Boy, I heard an old song this morning. I had my radio on, I forget the name of that radio station, but they play gospel music. And when I turned it on this morning, one of the old hymns of the church they were singing, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Plant my feet on solid ground. With the joy of the Lord, he can lift you up and he can tell you where to stand. And when he tells you to stand and the enemy comes against you and you get a little shaken up, you just stand.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend.